2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. We are at the Megaplex Theaters at the Gateway. Yeah, the grand reopening. Jeff, that's what we're calling it. It's a grand reopening. Yeah, it's a brand new building. It's beautiful in here. And when they say luxury, they mean it. Every seat in the house is the reclining, the heated. Did you say something about I've gone full on pre-show, like fall asleep, and every seat in the house is the best seat in the house. So. And if you're showing up, you can also sign up to win BYU tickets. So throw your name in the old hat here. I say that because, Scott, I don't know if you noticed this, a couple guys with some BYU gear rolling up.
They're pretty much decked out in BYU.
Listen, no problem.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. So if we're going to talk about it, let's talk a little bit about some of the awkward things that are happening in football. Urban Meyer has taken up a little bit more of our week than I thought he would. Because I thought, Scott, and this is the way the world is kind of working for me, is I assumed that the Urban Meyer video, the viral video of him dancing up against a young lady at his own restaurant bar, I thought that was going to go away. Not that I thought that it should have or anything. What I know is that in a lot of these cases, these videos go away, right? And in this case, you have a couple things. You're not winning, okay? You are sweeping yet another problem, or at least trying to sweep another problem under the rug. And Urban Meyer, we're starting to find out, for a lot of folks who have gone on record now, or not gone on record, but under some anonymity, some of these ADs are saying, and it's similar to what we heard from Paul Feinbaum last week, which was, none of this with Urban Meyer surprises me at all. A lot of these guys saying the same thing. That Urban Meyer is a certain way, and he is not somebody that we would have hired to be at our university. This is not necessarily surprising, knowing how things went. When we first got on the air, what was it, 2018, 2017, whenever we first started going on the air together, one of the very first things we covered was that whole situation with Urban Meyer covering up or possibly covering up an abusive situation with one of his coaches with his wife. And Urban Meyer was thrown out there as a guy who did not do enough to help that situation. And now we have another instance where it's just like, this guy has got a lot going on.
So this whole poll, all these athletic directors and all these in different areas, Power Five, Group of Five guys, right? And they're all saying, no way.
They wouldn't hire him.
And I'm saying, I'm not buying it. I don't buy it, and I'll tell you why. Our culture in sports is, I don't care what goes on.
Just win, baby.
Just win.
Yeah.
And it's not just the coaches. It's not Urban Meyer. It's parents in high school. It's parents going, my kid is going to be the absolute best, and I'm going to drive him, and they've got to go to this coach, and they have to have this diet, and they have to have this trainer. They have to have all these things. It permeates through our society. Urban Meyer is just a product of what I think at large people have just sold their soul to win in athletics. And I think it's everywhere. I think it's at every major university. I think it's in the high schools. I think it's with our parents. I don't even think it's even athletics. I think it's in academics.
You know,
parents are just like, my kid is going to be the best at all costs. I mean, look at all the celebrities who go, my kid's going to go and be on the rowing team at USC that doesn't even exist. They paid $500,000 for this.
It existed.
They'll hire Urban Meyer.
The rowing team exists at USC. The water polo team exists at USC.
Yeah, it's row your boat.
But I'm telling you, but the people who were getting those scholarships were not rowers or nor were they water polo players. They would like bad Photoshops on to be like, look at him out there rowing. Here's a couple things that these athletic directors said about Urban Meyer. Not an Ice Cube's chance in heck, said a group of 580. Another one said, there's no way I could hire Urban Meyer now or even after his actions at Ohio State. He is a moral train wreck and a big-time potential liability. Here's the problem with that statement, though. Being a moral train wreck almost works to your advantage, it feels like, in the NFL. Like, the only place he could go is the NFL, unless you're losing. Unless you're losing, because the NFL will chew you up and spit you out and go, oh, yeah, it's because of the moral problems. That's what we didn't like about Urban Meyer. Didn't like his character. These guys do not. It's trying to talk like the moral character is what they're looking for. At least at the collegiate level, they could fake it through. Here's the other thing about these non-Power 5 guys. A Power 5 AD said they wouldn't hire him. Another group of five said, no way, I would never hire him. Urban Meyer would never come to your school, dude. So you saying, that's like me going, oh, man, I would never, ever marry Giselle. You know why? Nah. Not after she's been with Tom Brady. She's married to Tom Brady. That's tough. I'm not going to marry her. It's like she would not.
I can put the good word into Giselle
to
for
Tom.
You.
For
you.
Have Tom reach out to his ex.
No, I wouldn't.
If they break up,
I'd just say Alex's a good guy.
Good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a sweet spirit. He has a good personality.
See, she doesn't know what that lingo means though. So then she's going, oh, sweet spirit.
Oh,
I kind of like this guy.
Yeah, I know.
He's a nice guy.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying, when you say, no, I would have never hired Urban Meyer, guess what? Urban Meyer wasn't calling you, nor was he available to you. So it doesn't – your opinion matters nothing on the subject when Urban Meyer coming to your non-Power 5 school or even to a credit – they say, well, a Power 5 athletic director who wanted to remain anonymous. I'm like, this is probably the dude at Rutgers. He would have never come to your school anyway. Who cares? There's just too many uncertainties around him, said another Power 5 AD. Yeah, there are. And one of the uncertainties is, I mean, he will leave whenever he wants, but he might bring you a national championship before that.
You know how they changed the narrative?
What?
They talk to Urban Meyer.
And they say what?
And they go, okay, here's what's going on. Look, we had a very detailed, in-depth discussion with Urban Meyer. We did our research. We talked to so many people. And we found out that, people change. And we want to give someone a second chance. And a lot of these things were hearsay. They weren't substantiated. There were all these issues. And so all these people, can talk their way out of anything. And right now, it's, of course, not conducive for them to say anything. But they later on, if he was really considering coming there, they'd figure out a way to get him there. And they would, because he produces results. He understands the process of winning.
Are these the results that people want, though, the ones right now?
Yes.
I saw an article today. It was wild. It said,
okay, let's say that the
young woman in the video, her mom is worried about her emotional distress. And I thought, this is so bad because everything's just being wrapped up in this story is a massive mess. And Urban Meyer's a creep, dude. And after all this, after all we say about all this, Urban Meyer is not a good dude, and no one has cared about that until right now.
Suddenly they care.
If
you're the University of Arizona, do you hire Urban Meyer? Yes. If you're USC.
If you're USC, absolutely.
Of course you do.
It's almost like.
The only school that.
Actually, this makes him fit in better for us.
Is Stanford.
Yes, that's true. Washington might shy away. Let's take the break. Oregon State's like, we would never. And they're all, but I mean, like, do you have his number? Like, I'll call him and just
talk
check.
To him?
I'll just check.
Yes.
And I'll tell him I don't approve. Could you just send me that number real quick? Let's come back. We've got another couple segments left here. Handful of things to talk about still. Stay right here with us. It's KSL's Unraveled on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.